I born in a Muslim family, and all my family was Muslim. For period of long term of my life, I was a follower, like a follow praying, fasting, or thing like that. And actually, Allah was something or somebody that is against me all the time. He wants punish me for any small mistake that I'm doing, and this kind of stuff make me very nervous and make me very unhappy. Never I feel good with this kind of situation, and I thought the life doesn't has any good meaning and doesn't has any meaning at all. I was feeling I missed something, but I didn't know what is that. I was invited with one of my friends to church, and in the first minute that I went to church, I felt something different. I was very sad that day, but whenever I enter to church, I feel some spiritual is there. I didn't know what is that, but I just feel it. I just understanding that unknown things that I didn't know what is that time is there. I sit there, and the pastor was talking, and the message was kindness that day. The message was love. That's it. Love that comes through our Father. He loves our heart. He wants our heart to be changed, and we understand what is meaning of the love, because He changed the meaning of the love for us. And the love that He started to translate for us was very simple. God sent His Son for us, for our mistake, for my mistake. I felt just He said the word that I need. I thought He just talking for me, not for somebody else. And I start to cry. And although many people was around me, and I as a man supposed to be shy, why I'm crying, but I didn't care. I didn't care because I just feel that the man that is talking, he talk about my life. He touched my heart. And after that he finished his speech, I went to him and said, "Thank you, sir." And he said, "Do you want to pray together?" I didn't believe any pray, but I didn't know why. I said, "Okay, let's do that." And he start pray, and one of his hand he put on my shoulder and another hand to my heart, and he start praying. And after few minutes that he, almost 10-15 minutes that he praying, I was crying very hard, and I just felt that his hand was wet. And whenever he finished, I look at him and I saw he's crying with me. It was first time that I met him. I didn't know him and he didn't know me either, but I understand something is different. The people that doesn't know each other, they said, "I'm busy, I don't care. What is your problem? Go ahead and solve your problem by yourself or with counsel." But the pastor, he get the love. He get the love, and he wants to share that love to us. This point was a great point to me, that he just start to share with others. That's why he cried with me. He was crying for my sadness, for my sorrow. And it was very great to me, and it was a good step and good start for understanding God's love. After a few weeks, actually it doesn't take a long time, 2 weeks. During these 2 weeks, three times I went to church and 2 times I went Bible study. I understand that Jesus Christ is my savior. And only person that can save me for all my life is Jesus Christ. And step by step that I went to church and learned more, I feel that that place is the exact place that I was looking for all my life, and start to be follow what Bible said. And after that I start to reading Bible and start going classes at church after sermon. And one of teacher that is still my friend, he asked me, "Do you want to accept Jesus Christ?" I said, "I want, but I can't." He said, "Why you can't?" Because I said, "I'm scared, because I'm scared probably I cannot be his follower." He said, "That's okay. The change comes step by step, not suddenly. If you want to be his follower, you just have to accept him and choose him as your savior." And he has started to pray with me, and I follow him, and I become a Christian. And it was a great, great day to me. The change that he brought for me was, he changed my glass. I had sunglasses or dark glasses, and sometimes make me very sad. But he changed my glass to a normal glass, and after that I'm looking to life and the problem of life as a lesson. Everything has a great, great lesson. Some lesson is painful, of course, and some lesson, you know, is normal. But everything is a lesson of God if we look through that glass. I'm feeling totally different to my life. I believe nothing can compare with him. Nothing can be matched with him. If people think some ideas or some belief can make them happy, I invite them come to Jesus Christ, come to Lord Jesus, and then they understand that he is different. Holy Spirit is totally different with anything that we believe in before, with anything that we want. Most people looking for love, but we cannot find love any place except Lord Jesus. If we find a love, is limited love, but Lord Jesus gave and give us unlimited and unconditional love. And more than that, we love him, he loves us a lot. And I'm so proud, not for that I'm Christian, I'm so proud that I'm praying a God that is real, God that loves me, and he called me not a servant, called me a son, called me a child. And what is greater than this in the world, that you be a child of God? I want to say something to my friend and people that at least know me or wants to know why I become a Christian. If you want to feel love, if you want to change your life to a good standing for whole life, and if you want to feel happiness for whole life, there is just one word: Jesus Christ. And if you choose him as a savior, anything that you are following now, then is little things for you. Just this name, is a great, great name in the world. And he is the final answer for everything.